What do you think of that?
I think that's totally gay.
Type in monkey dick in the Yahoo podcast search, and we come up number one. That's right.
Here's what I'm going to say in retort, in rebuttal.
Yeah, your ass called, and he says, stop sticking cocks in it.
Sword. Sword fight.
Sword.
Yeah, I had like a fluid-filled pus ball.
Am I keeping you up? Sorry.
No, no, I was...
Shut up.
Well, and I couldn't agree with more with Dr.
Tooth Fairy John, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny.
You even pay attention to your own
crap. Listen to my own crap.
I do listen.
You're
not. You just yap, and you don't even listen to it.
I do. I listen.
So if you're ever looking for our podcast, type in Monkey Dick.
You're listening to Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
You listen to Total Talk Nonsense with AKC. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
This is episode 50, part 2. And now John, Scott, and Rick are making way to the stage, and here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
With the song Unbearable.
Sweet.
Say, put your money where your mouth is. Come and join us on a holiday. I will lose you around the mountain. Didn't like it very much when I met you. Didn't like it very much when I met you. Didn't like it very much when I met you. Didn't like it very much when I met you. And now I like you even less. I don't know what to do for the best. So frivolously, why don't you save it for the children? You spend your money, but it's not on me or a man of lesser income. Didn't like it very much when I met you. Didn't like it very much when I met you. Didn't like it very much when I met you. Didn't like it very much when I met you. And now I like you even less. I don't know what to do for the best.
John, Rick, and Scott live. What are we playing again?
Unbearable.
Unbearable. This is John.
And I'm Scott.
Well, they'll make their way back to the stage here. Come on back here, guys.
Here they come. Come on.
That was great. Hey, Beer Wedge, come back over here.
Hey, John.
Hey, John. How's it going?
You get my...
Come on, sit down here. Settle down, John Scott.
Well, what happened to Rick? Are we ever going to get Rick up here or what?
No, he's doing shots. There.
That sucked. That totally sucked.
That was all right.
Dude,
come
you
on.
Were so late. You were so late coming in the beginning of the
You guys
game.
Didn't tell me what we were playing.
What? You didn't hear
I announced it?
Hey, Scott.
I didn't hear that.
Scott announced
Nobody
it.
Told me what we were playing when we went up
oh
there.
Oh, my God, man.
Jesus H.
Well, Eric,
I tell Rick
so,
to put a set list together.
Dude, it was so fucking loud. I cannot believe it.
Is Rick going to come up sometime later tonight?
No,
on the mic,
talking to what's his face.
The guy disappears every time,
Mr. Red.
No, he's doing lines with Mr. Red.
He's doing lines with Mr. Red, huh?
Mr. Red.
It's hot.
Hey,
isn't that,
Wilbur!
Isn't that his name?
All right, so I apologize for coming in late. It won't happen again. Because you know what happens, John? We learn from our mistakes.
That's right.
That's what happens.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, Scott?
Yes.
Check it out.
They didn't notice it. I didn't notice it.
There you go.
Erica? Nope.
There you go.
Cool.
That's hot.
You're perfect.
All right, let's jump right into celebrity.
You rock, Scott.
We're going to play what? We're going to play three more?
Yeah, we're going to play three more.
Three more.
Let me get through celebrity news and we'll head back up on stage while Ed and Erica introduce the next song. What are we going to play next? Did Rick decide what we're going to play next?
I don't know.
I want some of that.
What's that? Heard it from a friend?
Heard it from a friend? That's R.E.O., man.
R.E.O.
Are you speedbagging?
All right, I guarantee I'm not going to come in late on this one because I know what we're playing.
All right.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Positive?
All right, let's get into celebrity news.
We'll see. Celebrity news.
Celebrity news. Holy mismatch, Jod. Hilton in Running to Portray Nun. You know who I'm talking about?
Paris?
Paris Hilton in Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Definitely not, but one film director thinks there's enough of a resemblance that he's considering offering Hilton the lead role in his biopic about the Nobel Peace Prize winner.
That's biopic, Scott.
Mother Teresa.
Nice one.
It's biopic.
It is not. How much you want to bet me? You want to go triple or nothing on the Chipotle?
On the Chipotle? You say sabotage, I say sabotage.
Oh, it's biopic.
Tomato, tomato.
Biopic.
You know why it's biopic?
Why?
Because I heard Steve Dahl.
Steve Dahl. He's
said
like
the same. Wait a minute.
Yeah, he's the end all of the Webster Dictionary. Steve Dahl. Right.
Third biopic.
Let me fucking finish. It's biopic.
Biopic.
Third biopic.
Yeah, of course, you heard it from where?
Smuck heard
Badger Man's bunghole? Did he call you?
Sabotage. I think Scotty's right.
Sabotage.
Scott's wrong because he said, Steve Dahl said biopic, and I was like,
baloney.
He's full of shit. So I looked
biopic.
It up, and sure enough, the pronunciation in the Webster's Dictionary is biopic.
Hey, do you know what snimblet means?
And then you get the little speaker you press on. Biopic.
Well, if we had an internet's connection, we'd be able to do that right now.
We could vet it.
Go on with your story.
What story?
The story you were reading.
Well, I was done with that story.
That was it?
Yeah, they're considering Paris Hilton to play Mother Teresa.
An
upcoming biopic. What? Isn't that enough?
Yeah, that's enough.
Hilton's features resemble
Teresa. That was enough.
What is it called? Biology.
Yeah, it's biology.
I study biology.
Did you study biology too? Me too,
I think
man.
We all did.
Right.
Wait a minute. I'm screwing up that are whole example.
Are you an Anjouy, John? All right.
Yeah, whatever, dingy.
Now to our favorite celebrity, Tom Cruise. Yes, Tom Cruise. On the heels of last week's ultra-personal revelations about his abusive father, the Dianetics-devoted star is now discussing his views on sex.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Are they together or not together?
They are together, as far as we know.
Katie Holmes?
Kate Cruise. Kate and Tom Cruise.
Are they married?
They are not married yet.
They're just together.
Don't you listen to our podcast?
Well, I do, but you haven't talked about them in a while.
Oh, I talk about them every day.
No.
But she's got a bun in the oven.
Cruise declares in the May issue of GQ that getting intimate with someone you're not in love with is really horrible and pathetic and lonely. And yuck!
What?
And
yuck!
Y-E-C-H. Yuck! Yetch?
Yosh.
Yeah,
sex, he says. It's about a connection. Great sex is a byproduct, and for me, of a great relationship where you have communication.
I'm going over
and
the
it's
drums.
An extension of that.
Sounds like a homo.
Where it's just free, John. And that's how it should be. It's spectacular. If you're not in good communication with your partner, then it sucks, John.
Sucks.
The communication between Tom and the about-to-blow Katie must be really amazing.
Blow.
Because he claims he knew she was carrying his prodigy before she did. Oh, I I looked at her and I went, "You're going to tell me if you're pregnant, aren't you?" It was a moment where it was one of those things.
Oh.
I just picked something up and I knew at that moment she was pregnant because I noticed things in people, John.
His personal e-machine told him.
He's an ass.
And what does the awesomely intuitive Cruz notice in the glassy-eyed, glib-free former starlet for whom he's wantonly abused furniture while proclaiming his endless love, John?
Who's that? What's that?
She's just cool.
What?
And young.
She's just cool.
No.
She's
no.
kind, she's smart, and she's fun, and she's a woman who's not afraid to be a woman, John.
A woman or a girl?
I taught her how to ride a dirt bike in an hour and a half.
What?
She'd never done it before. She got her scuba license and the kids scuba dive, so we all went down scuba diving in Mexico and swimming with the whales.
Why?
Sometimes people freak out when they see the stuff I do, but it's like, look, this is who I am. And people know who me know. I'm very safe about it. I'm not crazy, John.
You got a big mouth. You talk too much.
I'm a filmmaker. I need to see the rushes, he explains. When he talks about the sensitive subject of the sonogram machine he purchased and supposedly learned how to operate. He attempts to joke to the bag. And there is explosive laughter accompanying his quips. At first, we did it a lot. I don't know how many times, but I did not exceed FDA regulations.
Did what?
The sonogram.
Oh.
He bought a sonogram machine
and
he gave
right.
K-Cruz sonograms.
Katie Holmes.
K-Cruz.
They're not married.
He also launched a fresh attack on psychiatry, John, calling for prescription pill poppers to think carefully about the harms they're doing to their bodies. He tells the magazine, "I've always found that if it makes me feel better, it's okay rationale, a little suspect. I think it's appalling, John, that people have to live the life of a drug addict when I have personally helped people get off of drugs."
Oh, appalling. My God.
That's what I said.
I know.
In the interview, the actor claims he can get someone off heroin in 3 days
that's
through Scientology's detox programs.
I say that's impossible.
It's not. It's not impossible. Tom can do it.
3 days?
If Tom says he can do it, he can do it.
3 days.
My big fat
in related news, John, Katie Holmes was raised a Catholic but says fiancé Tom Cruise, their soon-to-arrive baby will not have a Catholic baptism.
Respect.
No! Ooh. Cruz tells Diane Sawyer in an interview on ABC's Primetime airing Friday night, the 9th. No! I mean, you can be Catholic and be a Scientologist. You can be Jewish and be a Scientologist. But we're just Scientologists.
Period.
The 27-year-old Holmes switched to Scientology as spark reports of a rift between her devout parents, Ohio natives Martin and Kathleen, and the 43-year-old actor who introduced her to Scientology. However, Cruz shrugs off these stories of family friction, telling Sawyer he's close with the whole family. And absolutely, yes, they approve of Scientology.
Wow.
That's whoa.
Freaky.
So there's your dose of Tom Cruise celebrity news. Tom and Kate Cruz, John.
Yeah.
Absolute freak.
Yeah.
I have one other story.
What did they call her? Tom Kitty?
Tomcat.
Tomcat.
Tomcat. Man, get it right.
Tom
sorry.
Kitty. I like Tom Kitty.
Tom Kitty.
Meow.
I like Tom Pussy.
Meow.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, yeah.
Meow.
Respect.
One other celebrity story, John. Martin and Christensen visit baby Moses.
You fucker! You
Gwyneth Paltrow
fucking
has received
bitch.
A stream of celebrity visitors, including Chris Martin and supermodel Hylana Christensen. Since giving birth to her second child in New York City over the weekend, the actress, 33, delivered the baby son, Moses, in New York's Mount Sinai Hospital over the weekend. A younger brother for the couple's 23-month-old daughter, Apple. Delighted Coldplay frontman Martin arrived for a family visit with the
just
nanny
nice.
Carrying their daughter Apple on Monday, saying, "Thank you." So there you have it. That's celebrity news, John.
Hey.
That's all you got?
Yeah, hey, you know, I did have a story about Britney Spears' kid, Cletus Lee, getting dumped on his head.
I have some celebrity news.
But I didn't bring it in.
I have some celebrity news.
Tell us, John.
I can't read as eloquently as you.
Of course
Scott.
Not.
Of course not. Of course not. All right. Woods apologizes for spaz comment.
Woods who?
Tiger Woods has apologized for comments he made during a television interview after the U.S. Masters at Augusta National Golf Club on Sunday. The world number one, who tied for third place 3 strokes behind winner Phil Mickelson, was criticized for using the term spaz to describe his poor putting. Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Well, although in the U.S.
Is there a spaz community, John?
Yeah. Apparently there is.
Well, I'm a spaz.
Well, what Tiger said was...
Yeah, you are.
When asked about his play at Augusta, Woods replied, "I putted atrociously today. Once I got on the greens, I was a spaz." In several countries, spaz is an offensive term for people affected with spastic paralysis, a form of cerebral palsy. Britain-based disability organization Scope, formerly the Spastic Society, said Woods' comments, once again, quote, this is a quote, "Once again, Tiger Woods demonstrates that we are two nations divided by a common language."
No big fucking deal. Get over it.
I'm sorry, but you're in the United States, right?
Right.
So fuck them.
Although in the U.S. the
Special
term...
Ed says fuck them.
That's right. Although in the U.S. the term spaz may not be as offensive as it is here in the U.K., many disabled people here will have taken exception to his likening of golf stroke to that of a spaz.
I'm not even the biggest cunt in the planet.
All right, so he putted and he missed, right? Yeah. Now, if you had a spaz and you had him putt, would he make it or would he miss? He would miss. So I don't get it.
That's a good question. I don't know. The UK disability charity Scope is confident that Tiger's Wood would be devastated.
Tiger's Wood.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
you said
did.
Tiger's Wood.
They would be devastated to learn that something he said could offend his fans, disabled or non-disabled.
Would that be the driver or the five?
You know, Woods' remark drew little attention in the U.S., where spaz is a slang term for someone considered clumsy or inept, like John and Scott here at Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes, we're spazzes. I feel honored
with a capital
that Tiger Woods
S.
called us out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Anytime. That's hot.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You ready for the second song there, John?
Oh, did
I'm
going
to go get beers.
Wait a minute.
Anybody need one?
You know what? I
just send the wench over.
I'm going to go get her.
Oh.
Actually, we can talk about this later. You're right.
Give me a
second
beer,
song, man.
You
ready for
I
the second tune?
I need a beer first, and then we'll play right. Second tune.
What are we going to talk about later?
Did you watch the new Ten Commandments?
I did not.
You did not? Did anybody watch it?
Anybody
refuse.
Watch the
no
new
way.
Ten
refuse.
Commandments?
Only
you know, I had this, and I think I'm in agreement with Special Ed and Steve here. Why? I'm sorry, Mr. Schmuel.
Heston is the only one
right.
who can do it.
Heston
yeah,
is
Heston
the only
is the
one.
He looks Jewish, too,
that can
doesn't
play
he?
Play Moses. He is Jewish.
Yeah, right.
Charlton Heston is Jewish.
He is not.
He is.
Is he?
Yeah. Come on. Triple or nothing on the Chipotle.
Charlton Hestonstein?
Yes.
No.
You think Charlton Heston is his real name?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. What is it?
It's like Adam Horowitz.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
Charlton Heston is a Jew.
All
come
right,
on, man.
Whatever.
Bet me.
Bet.
You already owe me 2 burritos from like 6 months ago. Come on, put them on the line. Let's make
you.
It 4.
No, it's cool, man.
Double or nothing.
It's cool.
Chuck.
Hey, you could be right if you want.
Oh, I'm right.
All right, if you want to.
No, if I want
cool.
to, I am.
All right.
Let's put it on the line then, baby.
If you want to, it's cool.
Just tell me, I bet you that Charlton Heston is not Jewish. Just go ahead, say that.
Why?
Because then you'd lose.
No, I'm not saying I'd lose.
He's chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
All right.
Who, me?
Are you ready to go? Did you get your beer?
What,
are you ready to go?
Fucking attorney?
For the second song?
Hey, Scott. Scott, tip the barkeep, man.
There you go. We got fans coming up on stage.
That's right.
Setting you straight.
Yeah, setting me straight. They're actually, they got my back.
And your beer.
Not like you.
Oh, I got your back, all right.
no, you don't have my back. All I got creamy. Your backside. You used to be a tight end. Now you're a wide receiver.
Well, yeah, after the girth of one John.
All right.
All right, you ready to go up there for the
sake? Yeah, I'm
Where's
ready.
Rick? Is Rick up there already?
Rick's already up there.
All
How
right.
come nobody thanks the bar wench?
All right, you guys going to introduce the
right
next
here.
Song?
We did.
Go.
We did.
We're going.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, right. you did.
As a tip, Scott,
you guys rock.
All right. All right, Scott, hey, introduce the next song here.
What is the name of it?
Sorry, yo, it's...
Is everything for the camera?
And here's Take Him Out on the Road by AKC. That was AKC's Taking on the Run.
All right. Well, come on, Wait. Scott. Come on, John. Come on back here. Come on back with the microphones. Wow. That was hot.
What happened?
Woo! Yay.
All right, guys. That was good.
What's man. Wrong, man?
Nothing, man.
Nothing.
You're
shit.
Like a pig, man.
I know, but man. Why can't we just stay up there and talk on the mics? What the fuck?
Was
is that too much running? Too much exercise for you?
Yeah, that's holy why shit.
That's why you're producer of the year, because we got five mics down here. How many mics did you set up
on every,
stage?
All the fucking drums, everything. Everything's mic'd up.
Hey, John,
and where
man.
Did Rick go again? He go back out in the crowd?
He's taking shots like I'm over there.
He's doing more shots.
Get off the bar!
You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hey, get him down.
Hey, Scott, man. Yeah. That blonger wants an autograph on a...
Pete, get him down! Get him down. Get him down, man. Get him down!
Dude, that's hot. Who am I going to talk? Mr. Schmool?
Yeah! Get him down!
All right.
That was Michael on the bar.
Holy shit.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Isn't this part over soon?
Oh, fuck. No.
No.
We got a couple more songs. Well, you can play them in the next part, right?
We'll play them in the heavy metal episode.
Heavy metal episode.
That's out of sight.
Why, how are we doing on time?
Hey, you guys are pretty good, though.
We're at 25.
What do you got, John? You got anything?
What do I got?
Yeah, what do you got?
Two songs?
So I got some
two
science
long-ass
news.
Stories?
I have science.
I have some science.
The science news.
You already did science.
I got a science one.
Give it up, man. Give it up, your science.
Give it away,
news.
Give it away, give it away. It away now. Give it away, give it away. Okay.
Here we go. Dance music.
Yeah, dance music for this one. This is for you, Erica.
Thank you.
Rare syndrome causes female sexual overdrive. Constant unprovoked excitement, actually a distressing disorder. In London, doctors called on Friday for more research into a very rare, poorly understood syndrome that is the opposite of the most common sexual complaint in women. Instead of failing to get aroused, women suffering from persistent sexual arousal syndrome, PSAS, experience constant unprovoked feelings of excitement.
Possess?
Wow.
Possess. 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 Nice. Erica, do you have that? Possess?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Possess. The quote here is, persistent sexual arousal syndrome occurs when a woman becomes involuntarily aroused for extended periods of time in the absence of sexual desire, said David Goldmeier.
Would that happen whenever? Yeah, like right. In the
aroused.
Shower, at work.
But
yeah.
Absent
in the car
of
while you're driving.
Sexual... What?
Well, here it is. But rather than being a pleasant sensation, Goldmeier... who described PSAS, PSAS, in a report in the International Journal of STD and AIDS, said it is embarrassing and very distressing for women. Some sufferers have reported being suicidal, he added.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
In the majority of cases, the cause is unknown, but a number of women report symptoms after they stop taking antidepressants known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Because so few cases have been studied, little is known about the prevalence of the problem. It deserves continued research, not only because it is a distressing and perplexing condition, but also because treatment may lead to greater understanding of other aspects of female sexual response.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's it?
That's it.
So what do you think about that story there?
Erica?
Well, I... Never mind.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Don't want to talk
I
about
mean
it,
the,
huh?
A bar full of a bunch of men.
A bar full?
A bar full?
A bar full of a bunch of men.
There's a bunch of chicks here, too. You're the only one on mic, though.
Right.
Right. No doubt.
Right. No doubt. Yeah.
Well, John, I have a... science story, and since we are at a bar, McBride's, we'd like to thank McBride's for having us and hosting this.
No doubt.
Beer may increase your risk of lung cancer, but wine may lower it. In
really?
One study, after smoking was discontinued, I'm sorry, after smoking was discounted, drinking up to 6 beers per week increased the risk of lung cancer by 20%, and by 50% for 7 or more beers consumed in the same period. In another study, beer appeared harmful to men who did not eat fruit and vegetables regularly, while men who drank wine saw their lung cancer risk drop by 40%.
Wow.
And women by 70%. So,
no smoking involved?
Yeah, drinking? Well, they're discounting smoking. So stop smoking. And then just based on drinking alone, wine helps and beer hinders
right.
the chance of lung cancer.
6 beers a week.
Six beers a week, that was okay, but drinking more than that, you increase your risk of lung cancer by 20%.
Wow. Didn't I hear today that you have to stop drinking?
Yes, I need to stop drinking because of my... Yep. If I do have apnea, I need to stop drinking.
But don't you need to stop for just a test?
Ask him about weed.
Weed? I will.
Smoke the weed.
I'll ask Dr. Nasir about the weed.
Or the weed.
You won't.
The weed, yeah.
How are you going to tell her? Oh, I smoke the weed.
In other science news...
Every time you walk in, when you open the door at the doctor's office, does it do that?
It does.
And his doctor's office, they're all fucking Indian.
Whoa, that's like a what the hell?
Hey, whoa. What do you have against Indians?
I don't. I was just saying, they're all Indian.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, if you're going to say it, use it with humor, not a fucking Indian.
Actually,
what
mine
expect?
Is, too.
In so other science news,
I got the big Ben Darker, man.
I call him and I tell him I need drugs, and he says, okay.
Basketball finger.
Show us some dirt. I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott. And I'm Scott.
In other science news, John, North Carolina is trying to substitute machines for doctors in executions.
What?
Judge say doctors have to make sure that drugs have rendered each condemned prisoner unconscious so that he doesn't feel pain during his lethal injection. But doctors and nurses associations say it's unethical for doctors to participate in executions. So prison officials are proposing to substitute a machine that monitors the prison's brain waves. A doctor and nurse could then watch the monitor in another room without violating the ethical rule.
So what the hell is the difference?
Wow. There's a big difference because when you are a doctor, as I am a doctor, I don't play one on TV. I am one. You have to take an ethical oath when you become a doctor.
Yeah.
To uphold the patient first.
Patient.
Okay. And whether
Dr.
that patient
privilege.
Is condemned to death row or not,
if
he's a patient.
Same, if you're in the same freaking room or not in a room, what the hell is the difference?
That is, if I'm the doctor, he's my patient. And as a doctor, I have an ethical oath to provide health care and make that person healthy.
Okay.
Not dead.
If you're in a scene.
Dead is not healthy.
No, the ethical oath is not to do harm.
Right. I can't do harm as a doctor, as an MD.
But it's okay to be in a different room?
But if you kill somebody, isn't it a relief?
It's okay if a machine does it, and I just monitor the machine, you see.
What's the difference? You're still monitoring it.
Yes, but I'm monitoring a machine. I'm not concerned about the welfare of a patient anymore.
Well, what does the machine do? Like club you to death or something? Impale you?
No, it just tells
times?
If you're unconscious or not.
Oh. The Terminator.
I mean, yes, he's unconscious. Go ahead and electrocute him.
Fires a steel rod up your ass 400
yeah,
times.
Take that electric prod and jam it up his ass to his prostate.
That'll hurt. That's going to leave a mark.
And the last science story tonight, the Arkansas legislature passed a bill to ban smoking in cars when a child is present. I guess it's more political. The ban applies when the child is younger than 6 or weighs less than 60 pounds. The governor, a Republican health enthusiast, is expected to sign it. Sponsor's rationale, it galls me to no end to see people smoking in the car with the windows up and the poor little child in there, and he can't do anything about it.
Did you see that fucking bug, man?
And you know what I say, John?
What?
I say, fuck that. If people want to smoke in their cars with their kids, let them smoke in their goddamn cars with their kids. Why is the government getting involved in parenting again?
Right.
Why? If you let them pass this law, then what's the next law? I can't watch video games. I can't, play video games. I can't watch DVDs because the government says, no, I can't parent my own children, so the government's going to parent my children. So fuck this law in Arkansas. That's what I say, John. What say you?
I say, yeah, that's fine.
What say you, Special Ed?
I say it's bullshit because the kid has no say-so in all this.
What do you mean it's bullshit?
Why should they be polluted with all this smoke that the damn parents don't
Whose
have?
Parent is it?
Yeah, it's the parents. Why is it my problem?
What Scott's saying, Ed, is that let's say they do that, and then next it's, too much TV hurts your kid's eyes. And then they tell you, You're going to go to jail because you let your kid watch too much TV.
Well,
or video games makes you spaz out.
You're saying what if, what if, what if, what if.
Did you say spaz?
Yeah.
I take offense to that.
Paulie B's going to kick your ass. All right. John, that's bullshit because you say if. This particular case here, you have a kid in the car. It always pisses me off when I see a parent smoking in a car, like a minivan, when all the kids are in the back seat. Windows up, she's puffing away.
And we're not saying don't get pissed
I'm
off.
I'm pissed off, too.
I'm pissed off, too. But that's the parents' right. They can raise their kids any fucking way they want to raise them.
The kids have no rights at all. They have no voice because they're dancing.
Is smoking... Do people have the right to smoke in this country?
Well, I say get rid of damn cigarettes completely.
Special ed wanting to get rid of cigarettes. And how are we going to replace the tax revenue from cigarettes, which are like $3 a pack?
That's a very democratic position.
You make marijuana legal and you tax the shit out of it.
There you go.
You get rid of the deficit. Like
wow.
That.
Special ed, the Bush apologist, wants to ban smoking and make marijuana illegal. I mean legal.
Legal.
And tax the hashish.
Absolutely.
You bleeding heart liberal. I got a story.
I firmly believe in that because it's got some medical advantages to it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's true.
But still, it's the parents' right. If they want to smoke in the car with their kids, what are you going to do?
Beat the shit out of them.
You can get pissed off about it, but you can't take that right away from them for being a-hole parents.
I agree. Hey, it's evolution. They'll die. The kids will die younger.
The parents will die. They'll beat
Hopefully they won't breed again.
That's right. They'll die before there you they have breed.
It. Okay, what about a soccer mom picks up your kid, takes him to soccer practice, close the windows.
Once a week.
And smokes.
Twice a
Good
week.
Good point, but it shouldn't be illegal. I'll walk up to her and go, you fucking bitch. Quit blowing smoke in my kid's face. At least open the windows.
Then you, what as the a fuck? Parent, go, I'm not
right.
going to have that.
Me as a parent, I handle the situation. I don't rely on the government to handle the situation for me.
The government has a lot more things to do.
Right. Thank you, Steve. What say you, Steve?
That's what I say.
Come on. Now, there I do agree. The state should stay out of personal business.
Fucking A.
But this thing just pisses me off.
They'll just waste all their time doing other things, like the immigration.
Like
thing.
Screwing the secretaries. Yeah.
Right. All right, man, you ready to go up and play another song? Rick's already on stage.
All right, yeah. Why don't
He's
we,
calling
why
us
why
up.
Oh, hey. Play out. Hey, Eric.
What? All right, so we'll play out of part two.
Get announced the next song.
What are we playing, John? Do you know?
Play the rabbit song. The rabbit song.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Rabbit.
Okay. All right, let's go. We're going to go up on stage and play the song, and this will take us out of part two and into part three, the heavy metal episode.
Right.
Sweet.
All right, man. You ready, John?
Yeah.
All right, Special Ed and Erica. Well, Erica, I don't know where she went. All right, Special Ed.
She's gone, Anna, buddy.
Oh.
What's that? Oh.
All right, man, let's go. All
right. Here we go. AKC and Rainbow.
Once in a lullaby.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.